I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So I might have slightly ruined my uncle's wedding by fracturing his tailbone.
Yeah, I'd say that'll do it. The groom?
Slightly.
Yes.
The groom's tailbone?
The groom indeed.
Like, yeah, right himself. Before the wedding?
No, it was after. I'm not that cruel.
Okay.
I at least let them walk down the aisle first.
But you still have the wedding night. You need a tailbone for the wedding night.
Yeah.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, sometime you do, right? And, well, I personally, this is one of those situations where I don't think this was completely my fault. But I'll let you guys be the judge of that. So, Will, we went on a boat to go. We were in Jamaica celebrating his wedding. This was after the next day, after the ceremony, and everything was beautiful. Everything was great. And we got on a boat to go to Negril, Jamaica. And there's this place there called Rick's Cafe, which I guess is...
Yeah, man, I've been.
It's an amazing place.
You used the rope?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh.
I did. So it's a bunch of these different like things you can do. And the main thing is the cliff dive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did that. But most people were terrified of doing the cliff dive.
So it's a restaurant, but also like a almost a little resort right on the cliffs. And it's the one place in Negril everybody goes to either jump off the cliffs or you can grab these ropes and you could swing and then let yourself go into the water. But it is. It's a high, high jump.
It's pretty high. So I did both. And when it came down to do the cliff dive, it was like half of us were in, half of us were not in. And me and my dad, we can be pretty influential when it comes to trying to help people face their fears. So the cliff diving is levels. There's like there's four different jumps that you can do. It starts, I think, at like a 10-foot dive, and it goes all the way up to 50 feet.
Oh.
That's the top one. That's the high one. So as we're going, there's a few people in the group who are like, no, we jumping from the top. We doing 50. So my dad looks at me. He's like, we doing a big jump, right? I'm like, of course. This is what we do. So my uncle is like, I'm not doing that. I don't care what y'all say. I'm going down to the 30. So like everybody who was going to jump from 50 got to the 50, looked at it and said, yeah, I'll meet y'all down there. I'm going down to the 30.
A funny thing happens too. When you're looking at it like from the water, 30 feet doesn't look that bad. You're like, I can do this.
Right.
But then when you climb up to the 30 or the 60 and you're on the top looking down, it doesn't feel like 30 or 60. It feels like 500.
Now, I did the smart thing of, at least I think it was smart, not looking until after I jumped. Because once you look, it paralyzes you. The fear starts to really set in. So me and my dad both just jumped. As soon as it was our turn, we didn't even look. We both just jumped. And the jump it'll trick you because when you jump, you anticipate the water. But when you jump from 50 feet, you usually don't anticipate it accurately. Because when I braced for impact, I was still falling, and I was trying to figure out why. Where's the water? Why am I still in the air?
And if I remember, it's not like a straight edge on the jump either, so you have to sort of jump out a little bit.
Because it's rocks,
uh-huh.
And you don't want to hit the rocks, obviously, so you got to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exactly what we both did. We ran and we jumped. And so when we came back up, My uncle was still there. I'm trying to figure out why he hadn't jumped yet. So he's now trying to, like, contemplate what is he going to do. Am I going to jump from the fifth? So he starts going down the stairs.
This is dude that's about to get married or just got married.
So me and my dad start making fun of him. Like, are you kidding me? You're going to go down there and jump. You're not going to jump where we jump. And my uncle, you can influence him pretty easily. We start pulling the "you're not being a man" card. We here for you. This is your wedding. You going to do this?
Yeah, bringing out all the toxic masculinity.
Nasty. Just a bucket of toxic masculinity. So finally, he literally starts to walk down the stairs, and you can just see him shake his head like, I'm not going to let them punk me at my wedding. I'm just not going to do it. So he comes back up. So now we're like, yeah, we're applauding him. And he gets there, and he's kind of looking over. And he's hesitant. And then he asked for a life vest, which they charge you $20 for.
Why?
That was weird to me, but yes, I mean, I get it. Get your money.
Yeah, I mean, there's only probably one place to get a life vest when you're on that edge.
You got no choice,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
So he pays, he puts it on, and it must have taken him, I would say, at least 10 minutes to finally just say, I'm going to do it. And finally, he did it. And the guy told him, like, he tells you, keep your hands to your side.
Yeah.
Try to be straight. Go into the water. And I think all of that just went out the window immediately. And my uncle ran and jumped. And I knew it wasn't going to be good. His arms are welling. His feet in the air. He's in, like, a seated position.
No.
That's not going to go well. And you can almost hear it. Like, you can just hear the bow. And I was like, yeah, Pop, I don't think that went too well.
So
like,
instead of a belly flop, he did a butt flop.
He did a butt flop. And he's
from 50 feet in the air?
50 feet in the air. And, I mean, he claims that he had the right form until he hit the water, but he didn't see himself like we saw him. He never had the right form at any point. And when we saw him limping up, we knew it was a problem. And apparently, he actually ended up having to go to the doctor when we got home.
Yeah.
And he genuinely fractured his tailbone.
Yeah, I've had this same injury. It happened when I was with Tommy. We were all in Salt Lake, and I got this wild hair because you can bobsled in Salt Lake City. You can use the old Olympic facilities. So you can go and you can bobsled. So Tommy and I one day, and we go bobsledding, and Tommy's having the time of his life. I'm on the back of it. I hated every second of it, but I wasn't sitting in the right position.
There's an indention there where your butt goes.
So I was just sitting in the wrong position. It wasn't even in the seated position. It was like above the seated position, but I'm holding on for dear life. Those things go really, really freaking fast, right? And when it was finally over, I had broken my tailbone. And it's one of the most painful things that I've ever gone through because you can't avoid walking. I mean,
right.
You feel everything you do involves your tailbone. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
And you were like sitting on a ridge.
Yeah.
And this thing, I cannot tell you how hard this thing beats and bangs going down the course.
There was literally a time when I was going down it thinking to myself, can I survive if I just let go and fall backwards? Because it was hurting so
bad.
It was that bad.
Yeah, my uncle's pretty banged up, man. He needed a wheelchair to get around.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he said walking was painful. And then that's when everybody was like, oh, you did something to your tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping, like, I'm like, oh, you're fine. You just bruised it or something. Now it was the worst.
Something similar happened to Hollis on his last mission trip. He was in Mexico. And on a couple of hours when they weren't helping out, they went to some cliffs also, same type situation. And as Hollis starts to jump off the cliff, one of his friends says, wait, because he was trying to get the video of Hollis. So Hollis slowed down just enough, but his momentum took him over the edge and he didn't clear all of the rocks. And it hit his back and shoulders on the way down.
Ouch.
And a week after getting back, he was still hurting because he didn't make that leap that you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, as a mother, I can't hear that.
I think my cliff diving career is over.
Yeah.
Ready to hang it up.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Agreed.
And how about we normalize, it's okay if you don't want to jump and we don't have to ridicule people into jumping.
Absolutely. I'm done with that too as well.
Or he could have had the right form.
I don't know.
That ain't on me.
Are you guys prepared, I think, maybe to go to battle this morning? All of us in here?
Not particularly. But
as I ask this question.
I mean, I wish we would have done it earlier in the week because I tend to have a little more battle in me earlier in the week than the end of the week.
Facts.
Okay, good. So you're vulnerable.
Very.
So I'm reading this morning, and I didn't even realize this was a controversy. Do you guys, when you order a tea that has ice in it?
An iced tea?
You order an iced tea. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mo, what do you order?
Iced tea.
Ice.
Iced tea.
With a D?
Yes.
No. Iced tea.
What do you?
Iced.
tea.
With a D.
Yes.
I've always said iced tea also.
I like the wrapper.
Cassie, do you say ice or iced?
Iced.
Yeah. Iced tea.
Why do you even say ice? Who wants tea without ice?
I drink tea without ice every single day.
I'm literally drinking tea without ice.
I mean, it's a southern thing.
So I'm reading here today that strangely, people can't get this right. Either you're on one side of the fence, like half of us are here, or the other. It's either iced tea or iced tea. And both of them allegedly are correct. But then I looked up this morning, Lipton calls it iced tea. Mm-hmm. It's iced tea.
Yes. Is it?
I've always said ice.
I've always said ice too.
Because iced tea would be ice made of tea. You know what I'm saying? Like you would pour tea into an ice cube tray and then you have iced tea. Whereas tea that has ice in it, it's been iced, so it's iced tea. However, you really threw me because I mean, and I haven't had iced tea since before I was pregnant, but I've never asked for iced tea. I either say, can I have a sweet tea or unsweet tea?
And I'll still say.
And in the South, that's a given that you're getting tea with ice. So can I get a sweet tea? That's what I would say. And it's inferred that it's going to have ice in it.
I have never put a D on the end of that word. It's always been iced tea. Always.
They are two different things. Would you like to know the difference between them?
Yeah.
According to my friend, Dr. Google, iced tea refers to hot tea that's been poured over ice. Iced tea without the D is tea that has been brewed cold, like cold brew coffee, or has been cooled down before serving.
Ooh. Okay.
And so one has been iced and the other one is cold.
And we all know it's not nearly as satisfying without the D, right?
Yeah. Can't argue that.
Which is why all the women use it with the D.
There's an obvious answer. We need to follow the lead of Tracy Lauren Marrow, otherwise known as Ice Tea. He's not iced tea.
Oh, you're talking about the rapper.
Yeah, the rapper.
He's iced tea.
Iced tea.
So he's iced tea, then everything we drink needs to be iced tea.
Wait, isn't his ice like diamonds though?
Yes.
It's not like a tea. He's not like sweet tea, the rapper.
It's a play on words.
Like Vanilla Ice didn't say iced baby.
That's a good point. All right. 49% call it iced tea. 20% say iced tea. 27% say both. They did this survey with 10,000 Americans. Why? I don't know. It seems like it's a regional thing, as I'm reading. If you break it down by age, younger adults are much more likely to spell it just ice tea rather than with the D. And when it's broken down to race, Black and Hispanic people are more likely to say it's ice tea and not iced tea.
10,000 people, huh?
10,000 people.
If only we could get that many to vote.
Right? Yes, I didn't even know anybody called it iced tea.
I had no clue.
Yeah, iced. It's like bottled water.
Yeah.
It's not, water that is bottled. This is tea that has been iced.
I don't want a bottle water.
No.
I say bottled water.
What?
Yes.
Can I have a bottle of water? Bottle water. Yeah.
Bottle of water or bottle water?
Bottle of water.
I would say, can I have a bottle of water or can I have a bottled water?
Can I have a bottle of water?
I don't know what I say anymore.
I'm not sure anymore either.
The Burt Show.